Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's time to do the best to speed jokes. Thanks for sending them in this week to John Williams at WGNradio.com. On Fridays, we play back our favorites and try and pick the joke of the week. Here's joke of the week number one. Hey, Dave, did you hear the joke about deja vu?
No.
Hey, Dave, did you hear the joke about deja vu? Sorry, Dave.
It's okay.
Joke of the week number two.
In the following scene, Dave Hennett will portray a box of Kleenex, and John Williams will star as another box of Kleenex.
You're looking pretty good.
Right back at you. Think Dave captured the essence of a box of Kleenex better than I did?
I studied hard.
Here's joke of the week number three. With winter coming, I ordered new coats for my kids, and for convenience sake, I had them shipped directly to the school's lost and found box. Show of hands, how many of us can relate to that? Here's joke of the week number four.
John, what do you think of the Grand Canyon?
It's just gorgeous. Joke of the week number five. This morning, my wife asked me to go to a yoga class with her. I said, namaste in bed. Number six.
John, the Minute Waltz is really a lovely tune.
Yeah, well, got some bad news for you.
Oh, no.
I got some bad news for you, Dave.
No.
They're not going to make it any longer. They're not making it any longer. That's a joke, and I don't have time to go into it. We keep vowing to stop telling that joke, and we keep failing. Joke of the week number seven. Hey, Dave, if you're doing any party planning,
I'm not.
Here's a book you might want to use, Things to Do at a Party by Bob Frapples.
Not doing it.
Well, if you're not going to do any entertaining, Dave, you might like to sit down and read The Philippine Post Office by Amel the Letter. Or how about this one, Hush Your Mouth by Danielle Soloud. Hey, Dave, have you read You'll Never Convince Me by Xavier Breath? Number eight. A local man was arrested for stealing a can of peaches. The judge said, how many peaches were in the can? And the guy said, six. And the judge said, I sentence you to 6 days in jail. Just then, the guy's wife was there, and she shouted out, he also took a can of peas. It's time for some Halloween jokes. Here's joke of the week number nine. Hey, Dave, there's only one thing that scares me on Halloween.
Which is?
Yes. Joke of the week number 10. The two bacteria walk into a bar and start pouring beers. The bartender says, hey, customers aren't allowed on this side of the bar. Bacteria say, we're not customers. We're staff. Those must be tiny beers or really strong bacteria.
Yeah, I didn't know they drank.
Such a good point, Dave. I mean, who would know? The things we learn on this show, here's joke of the week number 11. How much laundry do ghosts have to do? A sheet load. Number 12. I want to be something really scary for Halloween this year, Dave, so I'm dressing up as a phone battery at 2%. I hate that. We do 14 on Fridays. We got two more. Here's number 13. Hey, Dave, what do you say to a thirsty dinosaur in London?
Nothing, John, because they're all dead.
T-Rex? Joke of the week number 14. I was watering my lawn yesterday when a guy in an amazing monster costume snuck up on me.
Were you scared?
Dave, I wet my plants. I wet my plants. All right, Steve Alexander, the joke of the week was what?
I'm going with the Minute Waltz.
I am too. We can't help ourselves. Dave Hennett, the joke of the week was...
I like the idea of the bacteria in the bar.
The bacteria in the bar. Who knew they were drinkers? That means, Bob Kessler, where are you going to go?
Phone at 2%.
Phone at 2%.
Truly scary.
It's truly scary.
Truly funny.
All right, Producer Pete.
Namaste in bed.
Thank you for sending some pretty good jokes this week, y'all. Keep them coming. Send them to John Williams at WGNradio.com. I'll randomly select a name right now. Someone will win a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. We always play this bit after the 1:30 edition of the news if you miss it or want to hear it twice.